Proverbs chapter 28. The wicked flee when nobody's chasing them, but the righteous are bold as a lion. Now, God had said to Israel that if you obey me, then one of you will chase 1,000 of your enemies. But if you don't obey me, then one of your enemies will chase 1,000 of you. Because the wicked flee, as we read here, when no one chases them. They just get fears in their minds and they're dominated by their fears because they're not at peace with God. A sinful land has many princes, as many rulers, but by one man of understanding and knowledge, the land will prosper. So then, lots of rulers aren't a good thing, and that's why when Jesus comes back, there will just be one ruler, and that's the Lord Jesus. A poor man who oppresses other poor people is like a sweeping rain which leaves nothing behind it. Those who forsake the law praise the wicked, but such as keep the law contend with them. So then, unfortunately, there does have to be a time when we do contend for the sake of God and his law and his truth. Evil people don't understand justice, but those that seek the Lord understand all things. So if you've got a heart for God and you want truly to seek him, then you will understand. Better is a poor person who lives an upright life than he who's perverse in his ways, although he's rich. So what matters is not wealth, but how you live your life. That's what's important. Whoever keeps the law is a wise son, but he that is a companion of sinners shames his father. And again, I think that when Jesus told the parable of the prodigal son, he had that in mind, that the prodigal son was a companion of bad men, and he did shame his father. But of course, Jesus takes this a stage further and shows that that son, who's shamed his father, who's made wrong friends, wasted his father's money, can still come back to the father. The person who increases his wealth by unjust gain will only give it away to him who will pity the poor. So stop trying to get rich and instead pity the poor. And you can show pity to the poor without being wealthy yourself, because it's pity is something that comes from within you. It's an attitude. He who turns away his ear from hearing the law, God will find his prayer to be an abomination. Whoever causes the righteous to go astray in an evil way, he will fall himself into his own pit. So then, God really hates people who lead others into sin. And that is one of the big bad aspects of sin, that it involves leading others into it. The rich man is wise in his own arrogance, but the poor who has understanding is greater than he. When righteous men rejoice, there's great glory, but when the wicked rise up, a man is hidden. He that covers his sins will not prosper, but whoever confesses and forsakes them will have mercy. So then, what's so important is to confess and forsake our sins. Happy is the man who fears God always, but he who hardens his heart, and we think of Pharaoh, will fall into mischief. As a roaring lion and a raging bear, so is a wicked ruler over poor people. The prince who lacks understanding is a great oppressor, but he that hates covetousness will prolong his days. So people oppress others because they fail to have wisdom. He that tills his land will have plenty of bread, but he that follows after vain people will have poverty. A faithful man abounds with blessing, but whoever wants to get rich quick will not be innocent. To respect persons isn't good, because just for the gift of a piece of bread, that man will sin in his judgment. He who rushes to get rich has an evil eye, and doesn't consider that poverty will come upon him. He who rebukes a man afterwards will find more favour than he who flatters with the tongue. Whoever robs his father or his mother and says it's no sin, the same is like a destroyer. He who is of a proud heart stirs up strife. Whoever puts his trust in the Lord shall be made fat. He that trusts in his own heart is a fool. So it's not what we think is right, It is a case of recognizing that I'm not going to trust in my own feelings, my own heart, but in the wisdom that God gives me. He that gives to the poor will not lack, but he that hides his eyes will have many curses. So people can hide their eyes from poverty and think that, oh, well, I didn't see, I didn't realize they were in need, when actually you did realize that they were in need, but you hid your eyes, you pretended you didn't notice. And that is perhaps one of our biggest temptations.